We begin today in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 7. In this chapter, Paul is talking about the Old Testament and the New Testament, and those are Bible titles. The Bible does talk about the Old Testament and the New Testament. You read about the New Testament in verse 6 and the Old Testament in verse 14. So he talks about the differences between the Old and the New. He tells us what the nature of the Old Testament was and what the nature of the New Testament is. In verse 6, he mentions that the letter kills, and the letter there refers to the law of Moses. And he calls that law, in verse 7, the ministration of death. We know he's talking about the law of Moses because of what he goes on to say in verse 7. He says that it was written and engraven in stones. And he mentions, of course, Moses. So this is definitely the law of Moses. And here in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, beginning in verse 7 and going through verse 11, Paul talks about the glory of the Old Testament compared to the glory of the New Testament. The Old Testament was given by God, and the New Testament is given by God, but they're different. And Paul says in verse 7, if the ministration of death, that is, the Old Testament, and it's called the ministration of death because it was a law system, the overriding purpose or emphasis of the law of Moses was to indicate and to define sin. Sin is breaking God's law, and when sin is committed, there is spiritual death, and that's what the law of Moses brought. And so he says that it was glorious in verse 7, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance. And you'll remember, perhaps, that that story goes back to Exodus chapter 34. That's when Moses was in the mount, and the Bible says that as God spoke to him, the skin of Moses' face shined. And so when he went down from the mount to talk with the children of Israel, he had to put a veil on his face. That's the glory of his countenance that Paul is talking about here. And notice that he says in verse 7, which glory was to be done away. Now, before we talk about the being done away part here, let's go on to verse 8, because verse 7 and verse 8 form a question. Verse 8 continues, how shall not the ministration of the Spirit? And the ministration of the Spirit refers to the New Testament. That means the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is the ministration of the Spirit. And what he's saying is that will be rather or even more glorious. So verses 7 and 8 put forth a question. And the question is this, and it's one of those questions that answers itself. Paul is saying, if that old law, which was engraven in stones, was glorious, if the law that was given to Moses had glory, how much more glory is there in the New Testament? Because the law was given to Moses, but the New Testament is sealed with the blood of Jesus Christ. So the law of Moses, the Old Testament, had the glory of God in it, but the New Testament has even more glory. That's his point in these verses, and he continues that point in verse 9. For if the ministration of condemnation, that's your Old Testament, be glory, much more doth the ministration of righteousness, that's the New Testament, exceed in glory. For even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect. That is, the Old Testament had glory, but not real, true glory like the New Testament has. He says, by reason of the glory that excels. For if that which is done away was glorious, that is, if the old law was glorious, much more that which remains is glorious. So what we have here is a comparison. It is a comparison of the glory of the old law with the glory of the new law. And this reminds us so much of the book of Hebrews, because that is the comparison in the book of Hebrews. Throughout that book, he compares the old law, the law of Moses, with the new law, the law of Christ. And for instance, in Hebrews 2, you'll remember that he says that we ought to give the more earnest heed, notice the words more earnest heed, to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. The things which we, Christians, have heard refers to the gospel, the New Testament. And he says we ought to give even more heed to the New Testament than we do to the Old Testament, because we're not living under the old law like the Jews were. He said in verse 2 of Hebrews 2, "For if the word spoken by angels, that is, the old law, was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we, that is, we Christians, escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, not by angels, not by Moses, but by the Lord Jesus himself, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him." So if it was a serious thing to disobey and disregard the law of Moses, it is even more serious to disobey the law of Jesus Christ. And then also in Hebrews 12, verse 25, notice this comparison or contrast. He says in Hebrews 12, verse 25, "See that you refuse not him that speaks. For if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth," that is Moses, "much more shall not we escape if we," that is we Christians, "turn away from him that speaks from heaven," that is from Jesus Christ. So this is the same kind of comparison that you find Paul making here in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. So Paul says here in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 that the law of Moses was glorious because God gave it, of course. But the law of Christ is even more glorious. And there is something that Paul teaches here, as he teaches in many other places, that is very clear. And that is, we are not under the law of Moses. The law of Moses has been done away, and I want you to notice that he includes in that the Ten Commandments, because he talks about this law that was written and engraven in stones, and he talks about it being done away. Notice in verse 7 that he says, "But if the ministration of death, written and engraven in stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away." Now notice verse 11. He says, "For if that which is done away," that is the Old Testament, "was glorious, much more that which remains is glorious." Now look at verse 13. "And not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished." And then again, in verse 14, "But their minds were blinded, for until this day remains the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ." And then finally, in verse 16, he says, "Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away." So he says it was done away. It is done away. He says that it is abolished. It is done away in Christ. And again, taken away. Nothing could be clearer than the fact that Paul teaches that the old law, the law of Moses, has been abolished. It has been done away. This is the law of animal sacrifices. This is the law of circumcision. This is the law that required the observance of the Passover. This is the law that required people to observe, to keep the Sabbath day. And he says that that law has been abolished. It has been done away. And when someone says today, well, the law of Moses was done away in the sense that the ceremonies like the Passover and Pentecost and the animal sacrifices were done away, but the Ten Commandments were not. Again, verse 7 includes the Ten Commandments because that's what he's referring to by talking about this law being engraven in stones. So you can't make a separation between the Ten Commandments and the law of Moses and say that the rest of the law of Moses was done away, but the Ten Commandments, and specifically the Sabbath law, was not. That simply will not hold. And there's another passage in the Bible that makes that even more clear, and that is Colossians chapter 2. In Colossians 2, I want you to notice what the Bible says about the end of the law of Moses and how that we're not under those requirements anymore. In Colossians 2, verse 14, Paul says that when Jesus died, he was blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. Now, someone might ask the question, how do you know that the handwriting of ordinances refers to the law of Moses? How do you know that it was the Old Testament that was taken out of the way and nailed to the cross? And the answer is because of the context, because of the way that Paul words this, and because of the way that he continues to explain this. In verse 14, he talks about the handwriting of ordinances. The law of Moses was a law of these ordinances, and he says they were against us and contrary to us in the sense that the law of Moses did not provide for the remission of sins like the New Testament does. It had all these animal sacrifices which could never take away sins. But as you look at verse 16, it is very clear that he's talking about the law of Moses being taken out of the way and nailed to the cross. Because in verse 16 he says, "Let no man therefore." The word therefore means that he's going back to what he just said. And what he just said in verse 14 is that these ordinances were taken out of the way and nailed to the cross. What kind of ordinances or requirements? Here they are. Verse 16. "Don't let anybody judge you," he said, that is, condemn you or criticize you in regard to these things. He said, "Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink." There were meat offerings or meal offerings in the Old Testament, and there were drink offerings. Well, these people were not under the law of Moses, and so they were not under that requirement. Paul said, "Don't let anybody judge you or condemn you because you're not offering these meal or drink offerings." Also, he said, "Don't let anybody judge you in respect of an holy day." An unholy day there refers to the annual feast days of the Jews, and there were three: Passover, Pentecost, and the Feast of Tabernacles. Then he said, "Don't let anybody judge you in regard to the new moon." The new moon was a monthly requirement. It was a monthly observance. And then, "Don't let anybody judge you in respect of the Sabbath days." The Sabbath was a weekly observance. So what he's saying here is, don't let anybody tell you that you have to observe the annual or yearly festivals of the law of Moses. Don't let anybody tell you that you have to observe the monthly observance of the new moon. And don't let anybody tell you that you have to observe the weekly celebration or observance of the Sabbath. Why? Because that law has been nailed to the cross, and as he says in verse 17, those things were simply a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. And Paul says in 2 Corinthians 3 that that veil, which represents the law of Moses, was done away in Jesus Christ.